Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, and it's our Talking Flickster episode where we get a review of a new movie and we dissect it bit for bit. Mr. Lee, I'm very excited about the movie for this week.
Yeah, I am too, Jay, because this is a movie I probably... I don't think I will see it because it has a horror in it, which I, as you know, I don't like horrors, but it is a sci-fi thriller, and I do like thrillers and I like sci-fi. So I don't know. After talking to our guests, it'll be interesting to see if I'll go and see it.
Well, blink twice. This looks incredible. Let's check out the trailer.
So everybody's dead.
How about we start at the beginning?
Okay, here we go. Jess, Frida, this is my childhood buddy, Cody. Vic, my left and right hand man.
Perfect.
Tom.
Hi. All right, who did this?
This is Frida, Sarah Frida.
Cute nails. Thank you.
This is our resident wonder boy, Heather, Camilla.
Later. Hey,
what's up, man?
I don't know who that is.
We're going to my island for a few days.
Do you guys want to come?
This is crazy. Did we just jet off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
No, he's not a stranger. He's Slater King.
Everybody say, making memories! Making
memories! You having a good time?
We're having a great time.
We're drinking champagne, and we're eating amazing food.
So do you think the human sacrifice is before or after dinner?
Yes. The legendary parties of Slater King. Not what I thought it was gonna be.
We still have fun. It's just a little different now.
What do you mean?
Phones, please.
Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
I'm having a great time here. But I also have this feeling that I'm like... not.
Where's my knife? Who has my knife?
Oh, dude, your eye.
What? Oh, no, I know, right?
There's something weird going on here.
Everybody's smiling and laughing like 1960s flight attendants. Like, are you having a good time? I'm like, yeah, I'm having a great time.
Can't you feel me? There's something wrong with this place.
Where's Jess?
Who's Jess?
My friend, that was in the room next to mine.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
I feel like we're forgetting like a lot of stuff.
Okay, but like, how? Something's making us forget.
Uh-oh.
We need to know what's really going on.
Blink twice if I'm in danger.
Well, maybe not.
Let's
answer that one, right?
What a story. Blink twice. Mr. Lee, sounds great, doesn't it?
Sounds incredible. It actually sounds like it's a movie that I will enjoy. Listening to that, that is just, yeah, out of this world. Let's talk to our special talking flickster, which is Duncan. Hey, Duncan, how are you?
Hi, Grant. Hi, JT. Good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, we're awesome. Great to have you on board this week. And Mr. Lee, I think we're in for a treat with Duncan coming on as our talking flickster.
I agree. I think we were talking just before we hit the record button. And yeah, Duncan sounds like you really enjoyed the movie. So, Duncan, you enjoyed the movie?
Yeah. I had a really good time. It was a lot of fun. Like, I was a bit surprised because going into it, I didn't really know too much about it. I'd seen the poster. I didn't really look into what it was going to be about. I didn't watch a trailer. I just kind of passed it off as, oh, another Channing Tatum movie. It might not be up my alley. I usually kind of go for sci-fi or horror. But then when I found out, you know, I had the opportunity to go see it, I watched the trailer and I thought, you know, it actually looks up my alley. It's a slow burn psychological thriller, I would call it. You know, there's the occasional kind of horror elements, I guess, but, you know, it takes a little while to get into the story because you're enjoying it with the characters. They're, you know, on an indulgent kind of holiday. They're all just lounging around, drinking, having fun, hanging out. But just as it progresses, you know, you notice there's just sinister things, kind of happening behind the scenes. And yeah, you start to really pay attention to all the little things like the sounds and the colours, and it really sucks you in.
What did you think of Channing in this movie? We've had him in quite a few of late, and he's excelled in every one of them, but how did he go in Blink Twice?
Look, to start with, it seems like a fairly standard Channing kind of role. You know, he's like he's charming and he's a bit funny, but he plays it cool. He's not too intense, but just, you know, as the movie progresses, you really get to see a different side of him. And I saw just like he has a monologue in it in around the third act, and it really blew me away just because it showed a depth that I hadn't seen from him before. And yeah, just really kind of left me a bit shocked, and I was really impressed.
It's what you want in Channing. Look, he's playing Slater King. That's exactly what you want, isn't it? Because he's just so slick.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he plays like a tech billionaire CEO type guy who, when you first see him, he's like on a TikTok type reel where he's apologizing for sort of like misconduct or bad behavior, and they don't go too deep into it. But you get the idea that, you know, he's cool and, you know, nice on the surface, but then you start to wonder, you know, like who could he be behind the scenes?
Yeah, Mr. Lee was asking, you just asked discreetly, does he take his shirt off? Do you know whether he does that or not?
Oh, look, I can't pinpoint a moment in it where he does, but he must, because they're hanging around the pool for the majority of the movie. They spend a lot of time in the sun, so I think he must.
Asking for a friend, right, Mr. Lee?
I'm sure if you shut your eyes, you can picture it anyway, so you're safe. Well,
can I just say, when I saw him in Fly Me to the Moon, which I really enjoyed that, and that was the first time I've actually seen Channing Tatum act instead of what Duncan was saying, that, you know, he's usually in the rom-coms or, you know, those sort of movies. And I actually went, wow, I'm actually impressed. And firstly, he didn't take his shirt off in that movie, so that was really good. I went, you know what? He can actually act. And it isn't just the funny comedy rom-coms that he does normally. And even in Dog, he did really well, still took his shirt off in that movie. But I think he is going to do a lot more of these films, and I hope he does, because he will go and go bigger and bigger each time.
Yeah, I actually forgot about Dog. I did see that, and I did really like it. And, you know, he did show depth in that, like, emotion, nice. And maybe, like, a darker side to his feelings. But then in this one, you know, I saw a bit of an intensity that I didn't know he had. So, yeah, it was definitely worth getting to that moment.
So tell me, what do you think of the scenery, the island? Because it was shot in Mexico, and I'm not even going to pronounce the island. I think it's Yucatan. Yucatan, is that what you say? Island?
I'll assume you're right. Yep, sounds perfect. Look, they don't really explore the island itself. Like, I guess it's set on an island. It definitely gives you that impression. But it kind of just revolves around, I guess, the main property where the people stay. But I just really liked the use of, like, the color palette in the movie, like lots of, you know, reds, oranges, yellows, browns, just kind of like that, those primal colors, because that's, I guess that's the behavior of the people on the island. That's what they want. They just want to let loose and enjoy themselves and not stress. And yeah, so it just really looks earthy, but, you know, really green and lush as well. So I guess it's relaxing. Like, you feel how relaxed the characters are hanging out there.
A couple of other stars we happen to see in the movie too. I'd love to know how they kind of work in. Gina Davis, who she's been around forever, and also the guy who once upon a time gave us this line.
I want to tell you a secret now. I see dead people.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment. What was the last movie he was in? Do you know, Mr. Lee? Because it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Been a long time. I couldn't even tell you what the last movie he was in. That's a bit scary, isn't it?
I think he's done more TV roles in recent years. I've seen him in something not that long ago that I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure he was in Entourage towards the end of it. I think he usually plays kind of like arrogant, kind of successful characters.
oh, he's changed so much. I was Googling a photo before and I'm like, wow, like compared to the kid we saw, you know, in, yeah, what was it? Sixth Sense? Was that the?
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
Yeah, where the line came from. So, yeah, well, he's come a long way since then. So how does his character work into the film, Doug?
So he, along with Christian Slater, I can't remember the other actors. There's a few guys that are friends with Slater, and, you know, they're kind of, I guess, part of his entourage. And they're all hanging out on the island. And they're kind of doing what everybody's doing, you know. They're just eating exotic foods. They're drinking lots. They're hanging by the pool. They're hanging out with the girls. You know, they just kind of seem like his friends, like, you know, whether they work with him or, you know, they're associates of, you know, whatever realm. They're sort of like just always there, always having a good time.
Well, how good is that? Now, tell me, it is a psychological thriller. Without giving the ending and all that away, did you pick it at any stage before it was revealed? Anything?
Look, I think that there are things that you notice throughout the movie where you go, yeah, I understand where it's going. I guess, you know, even the trigger warning at the start of the movie that the movie does contain scenes of abuse, you kind of have a bit of an idea of probably where it's going to end up. But I guess how it gets there and also like another twist within that you don't really see coming. I mean, there's always someone that says, oh, yeah, I could see it a mile away. And I'm sure some people can. But I try not to let myself guess too much. I kind of like to let myself figure out what's happening along with the characters, kind of put myself in their shoes. And I think that ends up being more fun and surprising in the end.
Now, did you know Levon Hawke, who plays Lucas in the movie, he is Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's son?
He must be the youngest guy of the group. Yeah, no, I didn't know that, but now you say it, it makes sense.
Now, another character that's in this movie is Kyle MacLachlan, who he plays Rich. And I have to say, from the early days, I actually did watch Twin Peaks. Yes, JT, I did watch something that was scary in the day.
Just getting up off the floor. Hold on a second. There we go.
He always plays really interesting characters. He was in Desperate Housewives as one of the husbands of the ladies that were in that. And he does pop up. He was actually in Australia. Was it last year or the year before? Filming a movie over here. He's a good actor. I like him. Did he play quite well?
Look, honestly, he really didn't have that much of a role in it. He kind of popped up a couple of times, but he definitely wasn't a main character. I mean, it's good to have extra familiar faces in a movie. It kind of fleshes it out a bit. But I could, like, you know, and the role he played, he did well. I probably shouldn't go into who he is. It's probably more fun to leave it up to people to see. But yeah, he wasn't like on the level of Christian Slater or Haley Joel Osment. He wasn't like a mainstay in the movie. But when he was there, he was good.
Yeah, well, looking forward to seeing how he goes in that movie. But Mr. Leader, in January 2024, there was a change to the island. What was the situation there? What was it called?
The movie, I knew you were going to ask me this question. The movie originally was going to be called Pussy Island. And then the MPA, the Motion Picture Association of America, actually said they had to change the name because they couldn't have that on the movie posters. So that's why they changed the name to Blink Twice.
Oh, come on. Pussy Island sounds so much better, don't you reckon?
Look, I think Pussy Island would have gotten a lot more publicity, but and it kind of suits it. But I think when you watch the movie in its entirety, you'd probably go, "Oh, that's kind of in poor taste." hey, it's a good idea.
Okay, Duncan, it's time for your Chop Top score. Out of 5, how many do you give it?
Look, I would say 3.5. I think, you know, there's a lot of great things to love about the movie. I think I just think because some great actors were underutilized and the overall themes, they maybe could have explored a little bit more. But, you know, Zoe Kravitz's first movie. It was her first role directing, but she also co-wrote it. I think she did a really good job. I think 3.5 out of 5.
That's pretty good. Yep, I'd go and see it for 3.5.
Well,
that's awesome.
I think I will go see it too, Jay. Just because of what Duncan said, I think I'll go see it now.
The first and second acts, you know, they are a bit of a slow burn. You could say that some scenes are repetitive because they're enjoying themselves. You know, they're just relaxing on an island. So the days kind of blur together. So it kind of seems like they're living through a similar day every day. But once things start to flip on their head and, the action kind of kicks in, it does get very intense very quickly. So it's definitely worth the wait.
I will point out as well, Dunk, Mr. Lee decided to go and see the movie after he heard it could have been Pussy Island. So I'm just thinking here, just logically. Now he wants to go and see it, right? So he's happy now.
I won't be taking the wife either, so I'll just go and see it.
Yeah, no, I would not. Leave her at home, Mr. Lee. Leave Wendy at home.
Well, she might like the setting, though, so.
Yes, that is
true. There might be something for her after all.
That is true. Actually, I think that they've worked that out well, haven't they? Because you've got Chain there, you've got gorgeous women hanging out by the pool with cocktails and all that sort of stuff. So, I think it's for both sexes, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it definitely, theme-wise, I think it's very centered around, women and their experiences with, I guess, men charming them with success and promises and things like that, and then kind of, the dangerous paths it can lead down. So, like I said, it does have the trigger warning, so not everyone might feel ready to see what's happening in it, but I think it's very relatable for a female audience for sure.
And the other thing too is I will just make note that there is a trigger warning just before the movie starts, because the studios actually sent that out the next day. And we've also got signs up in our cinemas as well saying, if you are going to see Blink twice, there is a trigger warning, and it actually outlines why. It is. So I think it's very good that they did that.
Yeah, I've seen movies with worse scenes for sure. There's horror movies with worse scenes out there. I think if you've seen Promising Young Woman, that might give you a bit of an idea of the themes.
Okay.
There you go.
I got a bit of a vibe of Bodies, Bodies, Bodies as well. If anyone's seen that, that's sort of like a bit of a whodunit thriller where everyone's having a good time. I think it's similar to that as well.
All right. Well, look, I think it's one to definitely go and check out this week. 3.5 out of 5. It's a pretty good movie there.
Yeah. It's a fun time. I say 3.5 out of 5 because I can't say it's the perfect movie. For a first shot from Zoe, it's very impressive. She didn't nail every single aspect, but I just had a good time. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how much I would enjoy it, but I was just surprised that by the end I was like, I didn't even check the time once. I kind of couldn't wait to see where it led.
It's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Duncan. We really appreciate you coming on to the Talking Flickster podcast. All I want to say is I will go see it, okay? I will definitely go see it.
Yeah, give it a shot. I think you'll enjoy it.
Good on you, Dunk. Well, thanks heaps for joining us. And, of course, if you want to be a Talking Flickster, Mr. Lee, the best place to go is online to the websites.
Yes, and all you do is click on Talking Flicks and you'll see a little link there and fill in the form with your name and what you had for breakfast. What movie types you like. And then we'll get in contact with you just like Duncan did, and we'll send you off to watch a movie and come on to the podcast.
Yeah, and those websites, of course, are forum6.com.au and theodeon5.com.au. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the movie and thanks for the chat.
And we'll catch you on Friday midday for our regular Talking Flicks podcast.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.